folks, we're back. And it is Wednesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade, I am coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, boy, after that storm come through last night, I was wondering, Lord, is that you? Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me go get my luggage. Hold on. Let me get ready. No, there was hail coming down out there, Hoss. I mean, some serious winds blowing. Trees were down all over the metro area. I guess it was just straight line winds at different places, but it was blowing hard, real hard out there. And of course, for those of you who experienced some wind damage and rain damage and damage, period, don't forget complete exteriors, roofing and gutter. That's what I kept telling you. Keep that number handy, 601-326-2755, 601-326-2755. If you need someone to give you an estimate, take a look at what's going on out there. You know, many of you say, well, I'm going to call my insurance. No. Do not call your insurance agent because, you know, that's a ding on you. Yeah, they can put that on your clue report. They can put that in your file that you call. It's not a claim necessarily, but they say, well, this person here is going to be apt to make a claim. What I would do, humbly suggest to you, call our good friends over there, Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. Let them come out and give you their years and years of experience. And as you know, Brother Coleman, who was in the studios a couple of weeks ago, he's had 20 years in the insurance industry, so he's been on both sides. He knows what they're going to be looking for. He knows the ins and outs. So my suggestion is you keep this number handy, 326-2755, area code 601, or just go online. Look for Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters, and put it in your search engine. It'll come up there to show you that right there in their Pearl location, all the information. So again, Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. The web presence is CompleteExteriorsMS.com. All right, it is Wednesday, and as we're apt to do here at WYAB 103.9 FM, we want to implore you, exhort you, that is back to Christ Wednesday, more now than ever. You know, the storms of life get the beating on your door. You get the little wobbly out there in your walk. Well, what you need to do is get reacquainted, reestablish that relationship. Remember, you walked away from Christ. Christ didn't walk away from you. He extended the invitation that you took and you pulled back. You pulled back because of life's sins was weighing you down. So let us take this opportunity to get recharged, get reestablished, get plugged back in, getting 120 at the wall. So won't you come and just bow your heart, come down to the altar of your heart, your life, your church, and ask the Lord, say, Lord, have mercy on me. He'll do it. There's always one more last chance, as long as you got life in your breath in your body. So won't you come and just say, Lord, I need to confess. I've come up short. I did it my way. And like a good father, like a good parent, he'll give you one more last time. Won't you come? Won't you come?
Take me back, oh Lord, take me back till I
take me back, dear Lord, where? All right, man, I love that song. It just renews me. Gives me a shot in the arm, but it does remind us all, and we need to take that invitation. We're harder on ourselves than Christ will be hard on us. He may be disappointed in our actions and our decisions, but he's not tossing us away. So as a nation, we need to, folks, our nation is, like I said, to me, I'm just staggered by the number of people who don't seem to acknowledge, recognize, believe, accept all the evil that's arrayed against that which God would have us enjoy. And yet we can't seem to muster a fight, a stand. Everybody's just coming up with some reason or excuse why they can't put it all on the line, won't put it all on the line. I'm telling you, take it to the bank. You're going to have to put it all on the line at some point anyway, whether you want to or not. You cannot escape the consequences of deluding yourself. I don't care who you are. And we're seeing more and more all these things being revealed right before your eyes. All the conspiracy theories, the tinfoil hat folks are being proven true every day. And now it's just up to you whether or not you're going to accept the fact that this trend is not towards righteousness, and that we're going to have to make a goal line stand at some point. And I have to admit, I'm bouncing around like a boxer waiting on the bell, waiting for the ref to say, get it on. I know there are you out there, and then I can't deny you when you say this, that the battle is the Lord's. This is a spiritual battle. I understand all that. We're on a physical plane, though. And there are people who believe less or care less about the word of God or anything else. They don't care about the consequences, and they're willing to do whatever. Those are the zombies that are going to have to be dealt with before we get scooped up, before we get out on that first boatload. Don't want that, but these people are pushing up on us. These people are terrified at the prospect that God's man on the scene of America's demise at this time, Donald J. Trump, whose election could give us just four more years of trying to get it right, because we need a revival of the heart. I was listening to a student of the Bible talk about the eclipse, that 40 days after this eclipse, there's going to be a judgment on this nation based on their interpretation of scripture and what these eclipses mean. There's going to be one coming in 40 days that's going to be in line with the destruction of Nineveh. And he's given all his scriptural and biblical and all the towns that it's going to, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. But I'm going to try to be ready whenever they crack the sky. That's one of the reasons I'm reluctant to go to some of y'all's churches. Because, man, some of y'all just into serious idol worship. I ain't fooling with y'all. Look, I don't care what your reputation was back in the day. I'm talking about right now. I was telling Walter that about that black idolatry that he's into. Brother, I cannot take your ministry serious if that's where your head is at. You got people from Norwegian countries, you know, they're proud of their heritage, you know, the blonde hair, the blue eyes, tall, y'all, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being proud of your heritage as a African-American, black American, black, Negro, whatever. But you're worshiping at this point now, guys. You don't get any special points for being in particular color. Well, you do with this government, but for the most part, it's just all part of the same pride that is prohibited and admonished against in the word. You got to tap it down in moderation, my friend. Walter's not willing to, and I told him, he's not willing to do that. He thinks the be-all is to be black. Oh, you are ashamed of, or whatever, bro. I'm just telling you. And as I said, the evidence is pretty clear. You ministers who are idolaters of the race, be it white or black, I'm looking at your fruit. We got a mess in this world. And some of y'all got every seat in your sanctuary filled. And you still got a mess. Something's wrong. Far be it for me to say exactly what's wrong. And I have my thoughts and my ideals. And I know you could be sitting looking at me from the pulpit saying, you the problem. And hey, I can't argue with you on that, Hoss. I have unresolved issues. But I can tell you, if you as a man of God are putting a race thing out there like that, about, and you're saying this from the pulpit about somebody's race or whether or not they're proud of their okay. I just think your priorities are off. And what I'm finding out more and more, people aren't used to this kind of pushback to somebody saying, hey, man, you're pretty much full of crap. You need to quit saying that what you have here is a ministry and just say, dog, this is my job. This is a vocation. This is how I get paid. And be honest about it. I'll be honest about something. I'm in it for the money. Jesus is a hustle. I can leverage these folks out here in these seats for some walk around money. I can get invited to dinners and parties and soirees and things like that. I'm just saying, dude, all of us are going to find out whose God is God. All of us are going to find out the depth of our commitment to that revealed word we say we have. All of us, even the strong man. And I'm just telling you, as promiscuous as God has been to this nation with his grace, with the flawed men and women who established this country and built it up over the years, all races and individuals who contributed, how he blessed this nation with the abundance, the bounty, the prosperity. And you can't see that it's still available and possible today if we but give up all this idol worship. I was watching video of Donnie McClurkin going off on all these. Man, I'm telling you, look, bruh, I'm going to be honest. You preachers out there who wear these little tight pants like the mayor, I ain't going to say you gay. I ain't going to say it. Bruh, but I would not share a communion cup with you. I'm just saying. There's something wrong with you, man. Wearing on a little tight. What was that boy's name? Not Urkel. What was the white guy's name that died? He just died here. Pee Wee Herman. Yeah, wearing that Pee Wee Herman suit in the pulpit. Dude. Pants all up in. Dude, stop. Put a gown on or something. And some of y'all be wearing gowns. Put on a robe. That's the word I'm looking for. Put on a robe. Coming out there like that. With all these crazy hairstyles. Then I saw this one preacher. I don't know if it was the first lady who it was. She was dropping it like it was hot up on the. And he hitting it. Come on, dude, y'all playing. That's because it's a job with y'all. It's a hustle. Man, I don't want, like Mobile Boss said, boy, I wouldn't want to be handcuffed to you on that great getting up morning, dog. Dude, you lucky to hit. The brothers done got down to hell before you did because the fire off down there, but it's still going to be a management hell. It's going to be like living in Philadelphia or Jackson somewhere. It's going to be a mess. But anyway, I digress. Y'all get my drift, folks. Let's take this opportunity to get it right. It's not impossible. The Lord will, if we would just bow our hearts and just ask the Lord, we got it wrong. I got it wrong. David did it. David was a mess. He was the forerunner to the strong man. Got it wrong more than he got it right. But he also got on his knees. But now we got that black pride going. We can't let it go. That's why I was asking Walter, what about Crimson Red, bruh? He ain't got time for it. I'm just saying, y'all, let it go, man. You remember the promises you've been telling us about down through the years? All the 100 names for Christ and all that stuff. Dude, did you believe any of that? Oh, you did believe it until the government and the Democrats start paying cash on the barrel head. That's when you came up with that phrase, Jesus got slow pays on his credit with me. Anyway, our number is 601. It's 879-0002. That's the hotline number brought to you by Complete Exteriors. Remember, if you've had damage, you believe you had damage, you had hail come through there, wind blowing down trees and everything in your yard, neighborhood, etc., call Complete Exteriors at 326-2755, area code 601. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. It's Wednesday, and it's Railroad Pizza Spaghetti Night at Railroad Pizza. Call ahead for your order, 601-879-7700, or for a fine sit-down dining experience, stop by their downtown floor location and enjoy a menu, folks, that has something on it for everyone. So however number of people you have in your party, there'll be something on there from pizza to spaghetti, to all the specials that Chef Meredith comes up with. And, of course, you know, I enjoy the layered salad along with the garlic Parmesan wings. So that's one of my favorite dishes over there. But, look, you'll find something on the menu that you'll love. Stop by there today. Railroad Pizza. Pizza still the going thing over there. And, of course, now they have ice cream for you. You don't get enough calories while you eat. Go on out the door with that ice cream cone, baby. Don't worry about it. You can always swing your feet as you eat the ice cream cone. Get the exercise. That's what Sylvia does. She's sitting there eating those pies. She's swinging her feet. I'm getting my exercise. I'm getting my exercise. And she got a little monitor on her arm where she can count her calories as she takes a bite, and then she swings her feet harder. So she got a plan now, and she's lost close to 75 pounds, so it must be working. All right, let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, man. Mobile. Hey, man. What's up, buddy? How you doing, sir?
Miss Sylvia.
Huh?
Miss Sylvia put me to shame yesterday.
She did. What'd she do?
Well, she, me also being focused on all the people who hated Trump.
Right.
They said, give me 5 reasons why you don't like him.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
She comes up with 5 reasons why you do. I said, you're right, Miss Sylvia. Why am I joking? I can be giving 5 reasons why we like Trump. Versus trying to figure out these idiots who don't. And she gave a great list, and I reiterated. It was a good list. And because number one, his tax policy. Number one is him closing that border as best he could.
Right.
Despite all the opposition. Number two, of course, his tax policy. The 3 judges he put in. 4 moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, like all the other presidents probably never did. 5, forget about the fifth one. Five, no foreign wars. No wars when he was president, folks.
Yeah, not only
Russia invading Ukraine.
Yeah, and ISIS set his butt down after he put that pain on him. Now ISIS is sending FedEx packages over here with notes to the FBI director. You know we're coming for you, don't you? And he up there trying, hey, man. Bro, the government is, the American government is ISIS. ISIS. I mean, they created it. And it's just a continuation of the terrorism that the government is perpetrating against the American people, whether it's at the border, whether it's with our enemies. I mean, we're being besieged on all sides, and we got all these officials who miss every clue while they let all these people into the country. I'm just telling you, folks, it's every man for himself and God for us all.
Yeah, 6, the gas prices when he was president, energy independence. 7, rolling back all those ridiculous regulations that were stifling the economy. 8, the economy in general. I'm getting 10 off the top of my head.
Well.
But you all can you all name off 5 things you like about Joe Biden that Joe Biden has done that has actually benefited? And all these things I named, all you Trump haters, they don't just benefit me, they benefited you too.
That's right.
You were doing all those things benefited you also, but you still hate the man. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it's only because America has been so prosperous. People have the luxury of having these crazy ideals about how much they hate this country and what this, who was it? The State Department just appointed some black woman to a position of diversity, equity, and inclusion, which stands for DIE. If you go down with that DEI crap, you're for DIE also. You're going to die.
Yeah.
It's foolishness. And so they appointed this angry black woman with crazy looking hair. And she's talking about white women getting advantage. Just also everything but her doing a damn job. Bro, I'm so disappointed in this generation. These folks are just screwballs. Ric Flair foolishness.
Billy D. Williams was talking with Bill Maher. Did you ever see that little clip of that interview?
I think I did see something. This was something from further back, right?
Billy D's in Twitter jail now because of, well, not Twitter jail, because, I mean, anybody with common sense agrees with it, but all these black folks out there, like the black for a living folks, want to be victims out there. It's called extremely, you can't see that. It came up about the subject about blackface and in movies, can black and white people playing black folks, and vice versa, and all this race swap. But Billy, you say, if you're an actor, you play whoever you want to play.
Right, you're an actor.
I don't care. That's the whole part of being an actor. Oh well, you can't say that. Well, Bill Maher coming back with all that junk, and he wanted to say Billy D. Williams tried to get Billy Williams say he's a victim. Billy Williams say, I'm not a victim. I don't like that mentality.
Right. and the thing about it is, for people who would succumb to that foolishness, they just deny the greatness and power of God that has brought them to where they are today, and they still look to somebody else to affirm. Like I said, all I can do is be done with them. I just don't have any time for these folks and their mentality, man. They're just wasters. They just waste everything that comes into their possession, everything God blesses them with. They're still unhappy. I don't have any need for people like that. I really don't.
Exactly. Yeah, because Bill Maher wants all our ability. He couldn't play Othello and blah, 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 and all the other roles. Billy, I got a lot of other roles, too.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not spending my time worrying about what I didn't get and focus on what I did get. I think Billy called Bill Maher crazy or something for that point. So after he kept trying to be offended for Billy D, and been trying to make Billy D think, because the man has had a life 99% of the people on the planet only dream of, white and black, and he knows it, and he appreciated it. Duh, there you go. Until you try to make him a victim, he's thinking about all the ways he overcame.
Right. And, you know, and that's where I'm coming from. Every day I get behind this microphone, every day I wake up out of my bed, and that is, man, how blessed we are. Regardless of your state, even as the person standing out there at 55 in Lakeland begging, they're still better off than the folks who beg over in Calcutta, in Haiti.
Exactly.
We just got to get some perspective and a little bit more gratitude in life, and our lives will improve exponentially. But all we get is, I'm just... like I said before, I'm willing to throw down, draw a hard line in the sand and tell you losers, hey, I tell you what you need to experience some hunger pain so you get a better appreciation for life. Right now, we're indulging your every whim to be a loser, and I'm not going to do that anymore. We're going to work with the winners. We're going to row in the right direction of prosperity, grace, and gratitude, and if they're not willing to go, then they're not willing to eat either. Screw them. And I don't want them to go hungry, but I'm not going to indulge and suffer their attitude where they sit back and hold back everybody else because they're not happy. Sick of that, man.
I'm noticing the difference between old Hollywood actors like Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, Carl Weathers.
Right.
How those guys want, but you get these new folks who go, all they want to do is complain about what they didn't get on that American Side of a Magical Negro movies and stuff like that, where you just want to complain all the time. Those guys were actors. All they were willing to play any role to the best of their ability. That's what makes them consummate professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Here's all we've got nowadays. These are a little whiny, wannabe black for a living, hopefully want to engage in DIE to get ahead rather than getting ahead off talent. Like you said, back then when we were Negroes, those guys had to be Negroes. We mean they had to be good at what they do.
Right.
Now these folks just want to be give me my DIE and you hire me regardless of how good or bad I am, whether or not you lose money.
Well, again, when they lose it all, it's going to come to them. And the thing about it is so hard to repair the fabric of society once it's torn. And you can't, because we don't have anything to compare it against. We think that it's just willy-nilly, whatever. Okay. And then, see, black folks, we keep professing out of our mouths about how the whole world hates black folks. Well, guess what? That which we fear most is about to come upon us. And you won't take counsel. You won't listen. I'm just saying, you abandon the God that sent, that you prayed to send somebody to save you. You abandon him. You went back to the people that was causing you all the problems that you had asked God to deliver you from. And then you think you're going to be better off from that. And your man of God is giving you this impression. Bro, it doesn't look good for you. I can just sit here and pat my foot and see how this is going to turn out.
Oh, one more thing before I go. I was really saying amen on your sermon on about Israel yesterday.
Yeah. I mean,
you got on the soapbox reading the sermon and say, hey, amen. That's exactly right. You started this fight, Palestinians, and now you get mad because Israel's bigger than you are and blooded up their face.
Right.
Then next time, don't start the fight.
There you go. That's like I said, if you punch Mike Tyson and you swing as hard as you can, and he just still standing there, and then he unleashes like he's capable of doing, and then you talking about he hitting too hard. No, you're going to have to take that L. You're going to have to take it. And that's the same way. Look, it ain't a matter whether the Palestinians, are right, or the Israelis, I think, is right. The bottom line is you should have weighed the cost. And if you don't release those hostages, if you don't account for the hostages that you took, then expect to get bombed to smithereens. I'm all for that. I'm not for genocide. I'm for you to have some damn sense.
That price has to be that high. Otherwise, they'll want to pay it again.
Yep.
That's the tough. If you make your price so high, you ain't going to want to do it again.
That's right. Look, I don't care who you are, whether you be radio strongman or mobile, but you put enough pain on anybody, they will stop. And that's what we're trying to get to. That's what the Israelis are trying to get to. Well, how much pain you think you can take? Because, I mean, we can do this all day. We like Kimbo Slice all day, baby. All day. So, again, if you can't stand pain, release the hostages and account for the ones that are dead. And then you might be able to get some relief.
All right, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Let's take a break. All right, folks. Went a little long there. Appreciate the comments from Mobile Bob. Also, to whoever sent me this, I did get the Hinds County headlight shining the light on corruption and shenanigans in Hinds County in the Metro Jackson area, issue number 1, April 2024. And I'll be monitoring this here. This is a newsletter. A Hinds County headlight is a collaborative effort made possible through an integrated group of concerned citizens who are fighting for accountability in local government and striving for a safer and stronger community. So they sent me this here in the mail with no return. Well, no address on it. That's no problem. So we'll be monitoring that as they come up with information and things. We'll tell you more about it. But in the meantime, in between time, look, all we're saying is, folks, we're going to have to fight for that which we say we want now. The other side is fighting for what they want. I know to some of you this message is not, this message is not for you. This is for those who, something's amiss here. Your gut, your instinct, your spirit is telling you something's not right. You need to listen. These people are not, they're not omnipotent. They can be defeated. We get the word that the Biden administration is using the Social Security Administration to help get these people Social Security numbers that could be used on Election Day 2024 to vote. And see, this is why I keep telling you, when they were selling these county supervisors and the election commissioners across the country on these electronic voting machines, they had a public presentation, and then they had a private presentation, it seems. Which in their private presentation, they basically told the incumbents, look, here's the deal. This process can be finessed. You'll be in charge of who gets in the gate and who doesn't. Now, you just can't do it heavy hand like they did in the Michael Guest, Mike Cassidy race where they held Michael Cassidy to the same amount of votes he got in the primary. And the only person who got one more vote, one of the all the new votes that were cast in the runoff went to Michael Guest. That's finessing of the system. But the reason why you know it's the reason why, excuse me, I know it's a uniparty that's operating here. This is a unified force of evil against the interests of this country. They're selling us out. There's no way we could have our border overrun but for the military to be involved with it. And now I was reading and watching a video. This couple is working with Michael Yon down there on the border, down at the Darien Gap and elsewhere. And they're showing where the Chinese have their military men being secreted into America, what appears to be with the help of the American military. And that they're being housed and prepared to become part of the military or law enforcement. That's why you see these states and cities giving illegals the right to carry guns and to become law enforcement. This is the army that Barack was trying to put together. Folks, as I'm telling you, I don't care who you are. What do you think? You could be a big Wicker supporter, a big Michael Guest supporter. You're going to have to fight. Many of you aren't going to fight. You're going to get your hands tie wrapped in back of you while you kneel in your tidy whities and they put a 22 in the back of your head. History doesn't change. Human nature doesn't change how this is going to go down. We would not be experiencing this but for the head of the CIA. And that's what that guy on that video that I played, audio video that I played yesterday, how the government is targeting Americans, people who speak too much, talk too much. It's just a matter of time, folks. You're going to have to fight. Do I want it? No. Dude, I've been a part of every peaceful petition of this government for the last 15 years. So it is the other side that wants a fight. That's why what they're doing now is every week they do something else to prick and stick the MAGA movement, Christian Patriots and Rednecks. This week, they sentenced the lady who found Biden's, I can't think of her first name, Biden's daughter, granddaughter's diary. The girl who turned that thing in made money off of it by selling it to one of the magazines. I don't know who she sold it to. Every week it's something else. I'm telling you, if you see how ruthless they are now, folks, wait to 2025 if Biden were to be reelected. And then we only get what we deserve. We're going to be just like the Hamas, the people who are under Hamas rule over there in Gaza. If you're not willing to fight Hamas, the rest control of the government of Gaza from them, then you can get your butt bombed into smithereens. Same way it's going to be with the American people. If you're not willing to stand up to these tyrants now, because there's nobody, after America, there's nobody coming over the hill to save us. There is no American flag coming to save us. General Mathis and Miley, they're all traitors and sellouts. Chris Ray, traitor and a sellout. Mayorkas, somebody sent me something to Mayorkas. He used to be part of this Jewish resettlement program that's resettling all these migrants all across the country. He was the head of it. And now Chuck Schumer saying that we can't impeach Mayorkas. We're not going to be impeaching people just over policy differences. But the Michael Guest of the world, the Henry Barbers and all the rest of them, oh, they will gladly concede our freedoms to these devils who have no mercy. So all you folks who want to be the Mr. Rogers Christians, the Jeff Sessions Christians, we're going to see how that's going to work out for you. Because all you're going to do is suffer a humiliating death after having denied Christ. That's all you're going to do. After you refuse to stand up for the revealed word in your heart, You're just going to go to your grave as a loser, as a coward, as a man with no Christian courage. That's all it means. Our number 601-879-0002. Hotline number brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutter. If you had wind damage last night as a result of the storm, call 601-326-2755. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Back to Christ Wednesday. And I hope if you need an estimate on any damage may have been done to your home, call Eddie Coleman over there at Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. Eddie, 20 years in the insurance business. He knows the ins and outs. 601-326-2755. Who do we have? We got the caller on the line. Is that Sylvia? Hello?
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
All is well.
All is well. All is well with me. I just wanted to say, because I know time is running out, I just wanted to say, when you talked about you can't stand pain, well, it made me think of Hebrews chapter 12. And in verse 6, it says, "For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child." Then verse 8 says, "If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really his children at all." And then verse 11 says, "No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterward there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." So that's what I think of every time you say, if you can't stand pain. So I just wanted to share that with you today. All is well with me, and you have a great evening.
Thank you, Miss Sylvia. Miss Sylvia.
All right, bye.
All right, you have a good evening. Now, look, folks, all I'm saying is you're going to have to gird your loins, dog. This is getting real. It's going to get real, real. Remember, we haven't always had it this good. You, as we progress through life, life gets better as we work harder and figure things out. The problem that America is going to be experiencing when the bow breaks, when the last straw on the camel's back, break the camel's back, yada, yada, yada. When all that happens, you know what much of the grudge matches are going to be about? It's going to be against those people who you tried to tell, hey, man. It's like I try to tell the black community, look, all this being asked, hey, man, just be reasonable. Just go to the polls informed. Most black Democrats will tell you, oh, you just trying to make me vote Republican. Bruh, we're about to lose the country. And yet all they want to do is make you beg them to do right. Make them to do right by themselves, for themselves. And they walking headlong into this buzzsaw. And you see these people escaping from all over the rest of the world to come here because they don't like the conditions that we're rushing headlong to create here. Black folks, I don't think there'll be another group of people in the history of the planet who have wasted more opportunity than blacks in America. I don't think there'll ever be. We're just getting it wrong, dog. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Wednesday. Back to Christ Wednesday. I want to remind you, take this opportunity to get reacquainted, reestablished. Don't wait. You don't have to wait till Wednesday. Folks, any day, any time, any second is a good time. We just need to be mindful. I personally think that we often complicate this relationship more so than it needs to be. And for most part, I think it's out of guilt. It's just the human thing. But I do want to encourage you folks that the power is in there. This is why you're seeing so much chaos in the world, because those and many of us who claim to have that power are not using it. Basically, we're just full of it. And the fruit is showing. Fruit is rotting right before our eyes. We should be able to make a difference where we are. We saw Gandhi do it, King. Christ, all these individuals who merely stood and didn't take any gruff. And grudgingly, the rest of the world had to go. That is what's happening with Donald J. Trump. He's just standing there. Okay, bring whatever you got. And all they can do is lie, steal, and cheat on the man. He's still standing. Oh, there's a message in there for a believer. But for a fool, ain't no message. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. This is why the world has always moved forward as a result of greater men. Not because they're He-Man or anything like that. It's because they're resolute. They're disciplined. And they stand on business, as the young folks say. Are you that person? I understand. You know, back during the COVID crisis, and now we found out Rand Paul has proven beyond a doubt that Fauci was behind the COVID virus being created. Absolutely. Folks, this is why I said it's just a matter of time before the legal cases break this thing wide open. What I've been able to observe down through the years, first of all, I need to remind you the hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. If you had problems with damage to your home, call Complete Exteriors at 326-2755. Also, if you need power tools to get those trees off the house or out of the yard, don't forget our good friends over at Revel Ace Hardware Power Store. They're in Pearl, Mississippi. Whatever you need, you can get over there. You need a trailer to tote that stuff away. You need power tools to cut it up. Folks, you can get everything you want. And then you can go to any location and say, I want this, and they'll have it rotated out there to you, have it available when you're ready. That's what they do. Revel Ace Hardware. You know what they've been doing for the last 75 years, providing great customer service, solving problems around the house, around your business, and everything you need to get the job done. Revel Ace Hardware. DeVille Plaza, Lake Harbor, or is it Spillway, Byram, Richland, is that Florence? Well, Florence, Richland area, and Clinton, Madison. They're everywhere, folks, and they've been providing that great service at every location consistently. So check it out today. Go on over there and get those chainsaws if that's what you need, all right? Revel Ace Power Store in Pearl, Mississippi. All right, folks, it is an open forum. But as I was saying, and what I try to do is encourage you, and this message is mainly for one or two people. It's not for everybody. Some people are just ate up with doubt. They're not going to get off the dime. The biggest thing you can do is just recognize that's who they are, that's where they are. The gate is narrow. Everybody's not going through. But the battle is a righteous battle, and I think it will be well rewarded. The reward for me is to see my kids and grandkids and future generations free of this madness to the best extent that I could provide. This is why I say to my Caucasian friends out there, those of you who got the folded American flag on your mantelpiece given to you at the military burial of your loved ones, father, son, daughter, whatever, don't let them down. Don't let them down over a flat screen TV, a credit card, a season ticket. Sometimes life is full of inconveniences. That's one of the things about becoming a man. You become a man when you realize ain't nobody coming to save you. You really have to do this. You really have to do it. There is nobody else. People may not understand you. They may not understand why you're doing what you're doing. I was talking with Janie Johnson early this morning. She called, we talked, chatted a little bit. And it's clear many people just don't know right from wrong anymore. They really don't know. Nobody's ever showed them. Nobody's ever told them. The man of God that they're under won't hold the line. Because when we were coming up, you used to have those pillars that you could lean on. If it was reinforced at home, what you were taught at home was reinforced in school, reinforced in the church, reinforced in the Cub Scouts, your community groups, etc. Now the left, the degenerate left, Satan, if you will, has taken great pride in their ability to cause all this confusion and doubt in every area. Now, everybody, well, I don't know what I think about transgenderism. I don't know what I think about abortion. What the hell you mean you don't know what you think? They lack courage. I ain't trying to hi-hat, act like I got it all. No, I don't mean that at all. I'm just saying, when it comes crunch time, we're going to see how bad you want what you say you want. Not whether or not I'm going to stand for what I'm going to stand for. Let's see if you're going to stand it. This is what I'm saying about the whole thing, running for mayor thing. I don't have to win. They're going to have to endure what I've got to say for the next 10 months. Whatever it is, 12 months. That's it. Mission accomplished. See, because there, many people think about, oh, yeah, yeah. We can keep him from being, bro, that ain't even going to be adequate. I don't need to win. You need to explain what you've been doing. How did we get here? Why is the city like this? Why are you black folks sitting around with your fingers in your rear end and your leadership is running amok and you won't say nothing? What is wrong with you? And then you run around here trying to tell everybody how you're a man, and yet you won't stand up to folks. You won't say, hey, whoa, 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 what are you doing here? What are you doing, Chokwe? Why are you making these white folks mad, Chokwe, when white folks wouldn't even have any access to Jackson water had you been doing your job? Folks, have you not noticed the trend? And this is what I'm going to be saying to these folks on the campaign trail. Okay, so Chokwe want to gas our head up on the black crap, like he's the black vanguard defending us against Ted Hennepin. Why is Ted Hennepin even in Jackson? Because Chokwe didn't do his job. Because black elected officials didn't do their job. End of story. So they want me to ignore this reality in solidarity with their black foolishness? Oh, you got me tangled and twisted. I ain't never been that guy. Never will be. Y'all got problems with me. I'm telling you that. You're going to have problems. I'm calling out names. You took the money. And we are where we are. So you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to explain. We are where we are because this is what we plan to be. This is where we plan to be. In a state of total confusion. Chaos. Mayhem. This was the black plan 40, 50 years. You tell me that? Okay, cool. But if you say that you don't know what it is, well, then we need to sit down and have a meeting to try to figure out what is it? Why are we here? See, they don't want to do any planning. Ain't no after action reports. You can't get any discussion. All they want to do is move forward with them in charge. Screw those Negroes. I can't say the word that I want to say. So you set aside Negroes. I understand why you got a problem with me. I got a problem with you. We got a problem with each other. So what are we going to do? So you think you're going to use your money and your political clout to keep me from getting the votes to win? I don't need to win, Hoss. I'm telling you. I don't need to win. You need to explain what you've been doing. And you don't even want to do that. You know why? Because you think you're better than the rest of us. You think you're the prototype Negro. That once they get you, they don't need another black. No, Hoss, I ain't satisfied with that. The major employer in Jackson is the government. Do you know that? All the manufacturing bases, all those companies that were here, they're gone. We got Hawkins Field Industrial Park over there, and then we've got the one over off Commerce Drive. What else do we have? And they're happy. They're content. And I'm telling you, anybody running for office, dog catcher or mayor, don't make a difference. If they don't have an economic component to what they say their solutions are, they ain't serious. And I'm telling you now, I'm the only one who has one. Well, Kim, what is that? Stop the Negro mess. Starting right there. We saving money just from that. Because all this present crop of elected officials seem to want is to be able to control the contracts of whatever money that's left coming into the city. I'm saying, nah, we can do better than that. First thing we're going to do, we're going to save money by stop the stealing. Stop the waste. If they come out and fill up a pothole, they're going to use the correct material and they're going to put it down there right so they ain't got to come back a few weeks later. Ultimately, we want to get it to where every ward and every council person has their own pothole crew so they can ride herd, make sure them potholes and that work, public work, work is done properly. This Negro mess, it's going to end. See, y'all been dancing around this stuff all these years, and white folks can't say what need to be said. They see this Negro mess. Folks getting contracts to be inspectors over projects, and the projects be totally screwed up at the end of the day. And they done walked away with half a million, $1 million here. We ain't doing that no more. You get one time to mess up. You going to have so many strikes on your application on your next bid. Hoss, you ain't even going to be in the hunt. But those strikes going to be there because you put them there. You ain't going to be getting points because you black. You're going to be getting points because you did the last job good. You did it right. We proud of you. If you ain't interested in that, go bid somewhere else. Then you're trying to sell us on black pride and you're doing this slipshod, semi-chaotic job. You got it tangled and twisted, my friend. I'm just telling you, folks, for 4 years, you need somebody to come in there with a whip hand, a pimp hand. And I know there are going to be some employers, I ain't going to do, I'm just going to drag. You can drag your feet. Go ahead. We got a way to deal with the foot draggers. Like I said, everybody who's got a job get to keep their job till they don't do their job. I'll have Julio doing your job. I get two or three of them for what you doing. And they'll be glad to get the job. All these vacant shopping centers and houses, if the migrants want to move in them and we can get the private owner to work a deal with them, we're going to do that. Because we keep trying to tell my people, look, Hoss, this is not slum property. There's a slum attitude that created this condition this property's in. I'm asking the pastors, are y'all interested in elevating the gaze of your people? Then change your message. You talk prosperity when it comes to your anniversary. Talk prosperity on, hey, you can live better and have better property values. But you guys got the notion everything is about a grant. Everything is about going to the state. I'm telling white folks and anybody else across the state, don't give Jackson no money. Not under the conditions that this administration's asking for. Trying to guilt trip somebody. No. What Jackson's going to do, we're going to get our act together and people are going to want to invest in us. We ain't got to go begging hat in hand. We're going to stand up like men on our hind legs with our shoulders squared and our chest out and do it right. If we got to eat beanie weenies and pick up cans on the side of the road to fix our own stuff, we're going to do that until you see those who are looking from the outside say, man, at least they trying to do it on their own. I ain't got no problem helping out. But this whole stuff where you trying to browbeat somebody because of guilt, screw that. That's a losing hand, bro. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Wednesday. You know, this is a great opportunity, folks. You're blessed to have the advertisers we have here, particularly our brokerage, in this case, Rita Jensen. RitaJensen.net. Rita Results Jensen, as I call her, because she gets results when it comes to marketing your home or helping you find a home. She's been in the business 3 decades plus. And folks, that experience is what you need now in this turbulent time of the real estate industry is going through. You need somebody with experience to help navigate the process, explain the ups and downs, what's going on in the marketplace. Rita's that girl. Go to Rita Jensen, JENSEN.net. Thinking about listing your home, put Rita on the list of agents that you're going to interview, and you'll find out she's head and shoulders above the rest with her marketing plan. She's so confident in it, she guarantees the seller your home. Folks, what else can you do? Come on! So she's going to guarantee that, and I will tell people, if you list your home, make sure you are ready to move. If you're ambivalent, you might want to get one of those lesser people who don't have a track record of success like Rita. Rita is results. I mean that, Hoss. So check it out, RitaJensen.net, or call her 720-4037, area code 601. And again, she can help you navigate it, and she understands all the investment techniques that are out there also. She understands traditional residential sales. Folks, she's your girl. Rita, a result. Jensen, RitaJensen.net. All right. Excuse me. Let's see, I was typing something, kind of lost my thought going back into this. Oh, regarding the Fauci thing, as I was mentioning, folks, it's just a matter of time for the bow breaks. What I have seen down through the years, it seems like Congress and the Bar Association, they just sit back and allow an entity, an individual, a company, or whatever, accrue a large stack of money. For years and years, you know, Microsoft sat out there in Redmond, Washington, and didn't have a lobbyist in D.C. Once he became the richest man in the world, the Congress people say, Bill, let me holler at you a minute, dog. Bruh, I'm drinking this coffee here. It tastes like I'm drinking it black. You got to put some sugar in my coffee, bruh. So the memo got through to Bill, and he went from complete isolation out there in Redmond, Washington. Now he's trying to take over the damn world. It's going to be the same way with Big Pharma. Bro, you do not get Big Tobacco. You do not get to accrue that big stash. That's what they did with the Social Security Fund. What do you think funded the Vietnam War and the Great Society? The Social Security lockbox. Every pile of money out there, they coming after it, dog. That's why Klaus Schwab was saying, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy about it. You're going to own nothing, and whether you're happy or not, you're still going to own nothing because they're going to take it all. The meek ain't going to hear nothing. Trust me when I tell you that. So the big pharma is raking in hundreds of billions of dollars off the COVID thing. Bro, that's cash on hand. That's why they didn't allow Elon to get that $55 billion he was due in stock increase options that he had. He worked for free. He said, if I get the stock up, then you just pay me in stock. Well, he did, kept his part up, got the stock up on, I believe it was SpaceX or Tesla or all of them. I don't know what it was, which one it was. I think it was SpaceX. But when it came time to get it, the federal government said, no, we ain't going to let you have this. So they filed a bogus lawsuit that he'll win on appeal. But he just can't have his money right now. They don't want him to have it going into the election. Because then he'll do what they've been doing with their billions of dollars. Putting $500 million into the election commissioners across the country like Zuckerberg did. And you know those election commissioners, heck, if Zuck give them $500 million and Elon give them $500 million, they'll take it. They ain't loyal to nobody. And so we're seeing, it's just a matter of time before Big Pharma is going to be brought to its knee. And Big Pharma doesn't care. They already allocated money to go into a payout fund for this stuff. All they got to do is drag it out, wait for you to die out. Same thing they did with asbestos. Same thing they did with the, all these major lawsuits. That's how they do it. So they basically steal $100 billion, then they put $5 billion in a fund, like OxyContin or whatever, and you get paid out of that. Then in the meantime, they walked away with $95 billion, and all the politicians got their campaign money. It's the game. This is why I say it's coming to the point where the only justice you're going to get is going to be based on how many shotgun shells you have. That's what it's going to be based on. And so this is why I keep telling the politicians out there, oh, it's all giggles and grins right now. Tee! You like Michael Jackson? Tee! All right? And you know that little mousy guy over in the third district, he ain't built for drama. He built for that because he got the Capitol Police behind him. But when the bow breaks and there is no order in society, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. Every time somebody see him, they're going to rifle through his pockets. Every time they see his kids, they're going to assume, hey, this guy's got it. And that's going to be a whole lot of that. If these folks think you got more than they have, if your child's got ruddy cheeks and fat cheeks and that child looking like a Calcutta child, just tell you how it's going to happen. That's why when I listen to preppers, and I know some preppers, their whole preparation is, I'm going to take it from you. See, people think that all they got to do is put back some cans and sit back. Hoss, that is not going to be adequate. It's not going to be adequate. Because people are going to eventually scour the entire, every square inch of this country trying to get whatever they can get from whoever they can take it from. So the prepping is good for storms and things like that, but when society breaks down, baby, you being a sheriff or Sheriff Tucker or Jones or whoever, it ain't going to mean nothing, bro. You're going to be like everybody else, maybe with some standoff weapons, and you can get a few of them beforehand, but at the end of the day, people are going to have long memories for them folks who work for the government. Yeah, dog, you broke me down like a shotgun. You kicked my dough in. You took my little stuff. Where you back up now? I'm telling you, that Kevlar and that turtle outfit, I'm telling you, it ain't no different than carrying a gun. It makes you feel more than what you are. And it's a good feeling when society's operating. When it's not is when you're going to have a problem. Why I keep saying this? Because this is a word of warning to the wise, to a fool. It ain't going to make any difference. And as I said before, there's some Ric Flair fools out there. They're going down with the ship. But going down, they will. Anyway, I digress. I do want to remind you folks that, let's see, believe it or not, I just got this across my text. Who sent me this here? Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House of the U.S. House of Representatives, is going to be he's going to be here in Jackson on April 25th from 3 to 4 o'clock. Where is that? I was just looking at it. Oh, I think it was on my email. Okay, that's where it is. Here it is. Join us for afternoon featuring U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson at Jackson Prep Center for the Arts and Leadership on April 25th. That's on a Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. at 3100 Lakeland Drive, Flowood, Mississippi. To purchase a ticket, please visit the jacksonprep.ludus.com, ludus.com. You can go there. Just go to Jackson Prep's website or their Facebook page. Speaker Mike Johnson, he'll be there speaking for an hour. And, of course, I'm sure he'll have a meet and greet and meet with all the big wigs in the area. I'm sure the barber, Boss Hall guy will be there because this is the Speaker of the House and he's on his turf. And so this will be a great opportunity for those of you to meet Mike Johnson and offer your thoughts. And that's going to be April 25th on a Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. at Jackson Prep. Go to Jackson Prep's website. It's brought by the National Apostolic Christian Leadership Conference. So NACLC, I guess is what it's called. So that's going to be Mike Johnson on the 25th this month on a Thursday from 3 to 4 at Jackson Prep. Pass the word around if you would. Let's take a quick break. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, our good friends over at Two Gun Tactical, 667 Casey Lane. You know these rainy days we just had the last couple days? For those of you who work outside, these were the days that you could have been over at the gun range getting you some time in on the range. That's right, folks. Think about it. Put this on your to-do list. The next time you're down and out because of the weather, you can't do your job, you're 8 to 5, this is an opportunity to go over there. The range time is only $30 for an hour, $15 if you got your partner with you. Y'all can shoot and run through some ammo over there. And if you don't have the gun in the car with you that you want to shoot, they have guns on the wall there that you can rent or try out. You're thinking about, hey, I always want to try out that SIG or I want to try out that Glock or whatever. You can do that over there at our good friends at Two Gun Tactical. Ammo's available all day long. And, dude, we do encourage you to, again, check out the calendar there, find out when the classes are. Now, a class at Two Gun Tactical would make a great Mother's Day gift. That's right. For the women in your life, give them the gift of gun training. A half-day class to get them familiar with their firearm that you're going to bless them with or that they've been bequeathed. This is an opportunity for you to do that. I think that the last time I checked was only $100, and it's a great deal. So give the gift of safety and assurance of being able to handle your gun and your firearm. So that's twoguntactical.com. The new location is coming soon. I know I've been saying that, but it is coming along. They got the parking lot cleared off. Look like it's good to go from the outside, but they'll let us know when they're ready. Twoguntactical.com. All right. Our number, 601-879-0002. John, what's up? Yes, sir.
Mr. Wade, it's been a rough week for the Donald. Oh, apparently he's caught up in this thing called the Hush Honey trial. I think it's Hush Honey?
Yeah, it's going nowhere.
Why is he in a Hush Honey, a Honey Hush trial?
Sir, so it's called lawfare, sir.
Mr. Wade, you know what that's called? That's called, why did you pay the hush money to the honey? You should have never paid the money if there was nothing to it, Mr.
Sir,
Wade.
Sir,
what are you, what
sir,
are you funneling
sir,
that money through,
sir,
Michael
sir,
Cohen?
Sir, sir, in America, you don't arrest the people who are being extorted. But because this is the Joe Biden administration and they have no respect for the law and you're not weighted down by morals or good character yourself, you will say things like this and he will do things like that, sir.
Mr. Wade, don't you know character is subjective, Mr. Wade? Did you buy, I believe you bought a Donald Trump Bible, didn't you? I bet you bought the sneakers and the Bible, didn't you? And I bet you on the first page of the Bible, it says, In the beginning,
there was Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump created the heavens and the earth, and you guys are running behind this guy, lock, step, and I'm sitting here like, and these are supposed to be Christian conservatives, and this man cheats on his wife, sleeps with strippers or whatever you want to call them, Jezebels, but unfortunately, that does not sway you. You know why? Because you guys are so terrified that the Democrats will gain power. You don't care if Satan himself was running. You would vote for Satan rather than vote for the Democrat because you want to hold on to power. But what you guys don't understand, Mr. Wade, no matter who wins, Mr. Wade, we all lose, Mr. Wade. But we are okay with that because we are all entrenched in our political ideology, Mr. Wade.
No, you are, sir. No, but you're not entrenched in truth. Now, you made a statement here that caught the eye of many in the audience. You say character is subjective?
It is, Mr.
Good
Wade.
Character is subjective? What Mr. about Wade, morals? Sir.
Mr. Wade, let me tell you. The only person that can judge you, Mr. Wade, is God. So, no matter
but we can make a pretty good assessment of, here's the thing, John, just from your conversation.
Here's what I'll tell you, Mr. Wade. If you believe Donald Trump is a man of high moral character, then
highest.
I must be levels, light years ahead of this man. I don't cheat on my wife. I don't pay hush money to strippers.
But you lack morals, sir.
Sir, again, when we talk
sir,
morals.
The fact that you don't cheat on your wife, sir, is because you probably lack opportunity to. Not that you won't do it. You just can't buy a girlfriend, side chick, or a Nevada hooker.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Mr. Wade. Donald J. Trump is a 1%er, Mr. Wade. You guys are the 99%, Mr. Wade. And unfortunately, you guys still don't realize you don't run in the same circles as this man. You didn't have the same upbringing.
You don't run in the same circles as you.
Mr. Wade, here's what I'll tell you. You are closer to me than you are to Donald Trump. You have more in common with me than you have with Donald Trump. And I'll tell you why, Mr. Wade. This man was inherited his wealth. His father left him a fortune, and he.
His father was a good dad and did what fathers are supposed to do. Donald Trump,
what did his son do?
Carrying out like his father, has done the same thing, but for you guys trying to steal it.
He squandered his father's fortune,
sir.
And he squandered his father's good name.
Could you hold on a minute? I would like to read something for you from. I think you might know this name. To whom it may concern, the official statement of Stormy Daniels. Over the past weeks, I have been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald J. Trump. Many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 11, 16, and 17, and now and again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported. I am denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comments on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on my Instagram at StormyDaniels.net. I shouldn't have gave you that because you're married. This is an affidavit, sir, from Stormy Daniels. You know, so who's lying? You or Stormy, sir?
No, Donald Trump's lying. Let me tell you why.
Wait a minute, sir. Sir.
Why do you create?
You do not charge criminal. And first of all, this money, they're trying to say that the money was illegally taken from the corporation.
Yes, sir.
The money was paid by Mr. Cohen, if any money was paid at all. It was not paid by the corporation. Now, whatever money the corporation paid to Mr. Cohen, the court's going to have to establish that that money was, in fact, for that reason. Stormy Daniels just said that it didn't happen, sir.
Mr. Wade.
Michael Cohen was the one that was dating Stormy Daniels. Are you aware of that, sir?
He was the bad man, sir.
And no, he was actually having sexual relations with Stormy, sir.
Okay, well, let's just say this. They basically wrote down entries in their accounting practices, and they wrote down incorrect entries. They said that this was a loan, but actually they took the money and paid it to have her be quiet, not to even talk about it.
Paid who? No. Michael Cohen paid Stormy. He has admitted that in his own record that he paid Stormy Daniels. So and he has admitted that he paid Stormy Daniels money. So you cannot make that leap. You cannot stack inferences. Okay, well, if she got the money, that it automatically came from Donald Trump. No, sir.
He also says that he did it at the behest of Donald Trump.
So that's what he said. He does not have the records to prove that, sir.
So basically, he was Donald Trump's personal lawyer, but...
So if there's money changing hands, that was because of their ongoing business relationship, sir.
Oh, okay. And so they just unfortunately put it down as a loan?
No, they can put it down as for whatever they want. You can loan money to whomever you want, sir.
So
it is the prosecution that's accused. It's the prosecution that's saying that the money was for illicit purposes. If Donald Trump said it was for a loan, sir, that's Donald Trump. If he says the documents are declassified, they are sir, this is Donald Trump. Don't you understand?
And this is what you don't understand. You guys, I listened to you had somebody on some. You guys have been running this crazy excerpt about some interview with a contractor. It was CIA. It was a contractor. Let me clarify something. If you Republicans or you MAGA folks or whatever you want to call yourself, you're just Republicans with a new moniker. But here's what I'll tell you. If you didn't believe that there were FBI agents in the crowd during January 6th, or that there were folks, investigating Alex Jones, why are you guys so surprised about that? Don't you pay attention to history? History tells you. Do you remember folks like Martin Luther King? Do you remember folks like John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy? Do you not remember that those folks were surveilled, sir, by the who? The FBI? So why are you guys acting like, oh, my God, the FBI was in the crowd during the January 6th terrorist attacks? My gosh, the insurrection, and you guys acting like you didn't have a clue. See, this is why you guys are not ready for prime time.
You acknowledge all that, and yet you come here and you try to flaunt what you pretend to be your morals, your standards.
Mr. Wade, what you don't understand.
You, my friend, are a fraud.
Mr. Wade, this is the greatest country in the world,
and he is the greatest president this country's ever had.
Yeah, and you know what? I will not stand by and allow some lawbreakers to attack and to impede our political process, sir. Now, I don't know what country you're from, Mr. Wade, but what I will tell you, this is America, and we do not allow anybody to impede the political process, sir. I don't care who
unless you're Merrick Garland, Chris Ray or Joe Biden?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, sir. You guys were dead wrong, and you'll be dead wrong. History will prove you wrong, that insurrection, that terrorist attack on the Capitol to impede the political process, Mr. Wade, that is tantamount to terrorism, Mr. Wade.
Well, that's to you, sir.
This is the greatest country in the world. We are the beacon on the hill, Mr. Wade, and if we had allowed these fools to go in there with zip ties and sit in the speaker's office and to basically tell Mike Pence, we're going to hang you, sir, if we didn't handle that, guess what? Our democracy as we know it today is up in flames,
sir,
Mr. Wade.
Sir.
See, we did
Donald Trump had every obligation not only to tell Mike Pence that he could set aside or reject the electoral votes from the states. It was his constitutional duty to do the very same,
Mr.
sir.
Wade.
Donald
Wade,
Trump is on solid legal ground. He is being harassed. He merely has to go through this fire, this tribulation. He will be successful, sir.
Mike Pence is a Christian conservative. He's a real Christian conservative.
He's like you. He's a real Christian conservative.
See, now, and see, this is when I talk about character. You look at Mike Pence and you call him Benedict Arnold.
Yes.
But this man has more moral fortitude than Donald Trump would ever have. But because you guys are so misguided and you want power, you want to win, that you're saying Mike Pence is now Benedict Arnold, that he's the traitor, when Donald Trump is the man telling you that I'm a dictator. The law does not apply to me. And you guys,
sir,
are still running behind him.
Can I ask you a question?
May
I ask you a question? If you're so concerned about the loan entry in Donald Trump's business's books, why aren't you concerned about the loan that was given to Joe Biden?
Joe Biden doesn't take out loans, man. This man's been this man's been in Congress
for
years.
It's called bribes, okay?
Listen, Mr. Wade.
That's because, sir, you're not grounded in anything that we could
Mr. Wade,
remotely call character, morals, or integrity.
Any elected official is going to owe people money. They're going to owe favors, Mr. Wade.
So they owe China. We've got to take a break, sir. I am so disappointed, but I am not surprised. The Ric Flair of fraud. All right. Here's the thing, John. Clearly one of the most irritating callers we have. Folks, that's no small feat. But he is head and shoulders above all the rest. But he's one of the crowd favorites. He leaves the blood boiling and the blood pressure high. Folks, the FISA bill has died. It was not renewed. But, you know, the deep state is going to continue until they get what they want. They tried to get the Congress people to buy into, and many did, that FISA court would not spy on the Congress people, the senators in the Congress, but they'll spy on everybody else illegally. But they wouldn't do it to the congressional delegations if they would just pass it. It's the same way with the electoral process, baby. That's why they got the electronic voting machines. They were told, the elected officials were told, you'll be able to cheat with these. You'll be in office forever. Folks, until we stand up, the BS is going to continue. We just need to break it up at the door. Yes, it's going to be some eggshells left after we break some eggs, but it's going to be well worth it. Again, if you can't stand pain, you need to leave the strong man alone. Gonna take a break. Be back in 22 hours. Who loves you? Radio Strongman.
Kim Wade is a black man. Kim Wade is a black man. And I found out. That's why I'm telling you. Kim Wade is a black man. Kim Wade is a black man, and I found out, that's why I'm telling you. Kim